Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey there. Sounds like you had a little bit of trouble there.
I did. It was such a whirlwind first hour. Almost too fast.
Can I say it was a blur?
It was a blur.
It was like my last week. It was a complete blur.
Oh, complete blur. Yeah, because you can't remember anything you did. And last week, I was really, really busy. Had a lot of things going on. One of the things that I'm really excited to share with everybody that Artifacts and Arts Across America, my new nonprofit, 501c3, we had our very first board meeting. It's all very exciting, a little daunting on my end because I am such an, I am, well, admitted control freak. Hey, you know, what can I say? 16 years of traveling with Françoise, and now I'm sort of handing things over, but not really, because one of the board members said to me, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to help you, which
that's what it's all about.
Very nice. Very, very nice. But still, I'm going, ah! Anyway, so we are our first board meeting, and I want to tell you who my board members are. I'm the president. Gina Edwards is the secretary. Vincent Battaglia of Renova Solar is a board member. And Malcolm Gocioco of A1 Custom Golf Cars is a board member as well. And we've decided to keep it small so we can handle, we can grow at a nice pace, not have pressure from too many people to grow faster than what I can grow. So all very, very exciting. Lots of things going to be happening with Traveling with Françoise. The radio show will remain the same, but the TV show will transition name-wise over to that and still say on Traveling with Françoise. So we have a lot of things going on, Facebook page, website, but I'll keep you posted as we go along. So I want to thank everybody that is involved with that. I also want to keep you a heads up on B. Olsen's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They still have their Everything Must Go sale going on right now, so take advantage of it. They are ending their lease, and they're going to retire, and well, remains to be seen if Ron and Debbie can really retire. I don't know. They love what they do, so we'll see. But anyway, right now until May... I think it's 13th or 14th, somewhere in there. Then the doors will officially close, so go on over there and take advantage of what they have to offer. All right, yesterday on KESQ Channel 3, I wasn't there. I will be back in a few weeks. I don't know. I've just been kind of crazy busy with a lot of stuff, so I put that on hold. But the TV show is on every Thursday. It's actually on Monday, Thursday, and Friday on Fox 11, and it's also on Hulu now. You can see Traveling with Françoise on Hulu. So, yeah, lots going on. Well, joining us in studio, and this is going to be, in my eyes, a lot of fun because we always have Steve and Lalo on, who are just, we love them, from A1, that's golf cars, from ACT Tours. It is, joining us is Tina Spencer.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and Linda Rose.
And thank you for having me as well.
Okay, you guys are so polite right now. Come on, be the real people that you are in that office.
We'll hold back.
These are the two ladies that a lot of times when you call ACT Tours to book a trip, to find out about a trip, that mostly they... You two are the ones that answer the phone and talk to everybody.
We are.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not so much Steve and Lalo, because they're who knows where.
No, Steve will answer the phone if we're both on a phone, then he has to answer the phone.
Oh, then he's forced to answer the phone. And you also host tours as well.
We do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of behind-the-scenes knowledge that we're going to talk about. And we're also going to talk about some of the amazing trips that you have coming up this year. I mean, the trips... I don't know. Since I've been with you guys, which has been a couple of years now, I just see more and more incredible journeys and experiences out there for people.
Yeah.
And you help arrange these and set up the destinations. I mean, people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes for, let's see, a tour of 40, 50, 60 people to, let's even say, New York.
Right. But Steve, you know, he does the looking, and then we'll get together, and he'll ask questions like, do you think this will work, or what do you think's better? So he's the, you know, the head of everything, but yet he will, talk to Linda and I about what's good and what's not.
Well,
so
what'll
work and what won't.
What'll work, and which sometimes his opinions are a little bit different than yours, because sometimes you come up with ideas and think, well, we really feel this is going to work.
Absolutely.
And then Steve says, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
So the last one tour specific that ended up being successful that I think he wasn't too sure of was the Nixon Library.
Oh.
And I escorted that tour. And we had tried to promote Nixon Library previously, and it just never sold for whatever reason.
Hmm.
But this is what I will say I think was the winning ticket for that tour, was that Steve found the Anaheim White House restaurant that we put together with the Nixon. And it was a huge success. So we will be repeating that tour next year.
Well, and it's interesting because a lot of people think, oh, you just think of a tour, you just throw it out there and hope it catches. But when you think of filling up a bus of 56 people, there are a lot of times there's a lot of factors that go into this the day that you're going. Do these people have the time? Of course, cost is always a factor for some people. Do they want to see everything involved in that one tour? So setting up tours in general cannot be easy because you are trying to make sure that it has a little bit of something for everyone, but yet that there's not so much in there that you want to be able to accomplish all that.
Right. And there's also tickets involved for certain tours. There's meals and things like that. And people will, you know, we have to judge on when to cancel. And then inevitably, they're all calling after we cancel. They'll go, and it's like, where were you like 2 weeks ago, you know?
Right. And they don't understand that you have to cancel because these locations, they block time for you. Mm-hmm. The bus costs money. They block the bus. You reserve the bus. There's so many factors involved behind the scenes that people think, oh, well, I can just call in and sign up the day before. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you're mentioning that. So if you're interested in an ACT tour, call and reserve your spot. And we don't take payment until after we have a group that's, you know, large enough to take it. So always call us and put your name down.
Yeah, because I have people that run into me and they'll say all the time, I get this, oh, Francois, I'm really thinking of going about on whatever tour I've talked about on the show that you guys have coming up. And I say, have you called and booked it? No, not yet, but I'm going to. I just want. And I try to explain to them.
We hear that all the time.
Yeah, and it's true, though. And they just don't get it.
I should have called a month ago kind of thing if it's sold out.
Yeah.
I said it's always easy to erase you. Adding is hard.
It's hard.
So we can always erase your name. We'll call you and say payment, when and where. And they'll go, something came up. I can't go. Not a problem.
Yeah.
But the people that call that say, you know, I want to get on and I should have called, you know.
Before.
That's where they,
So if we have learned anything, folks, right now, if you are going to go on a tour, and that's with any group, anything that you have to pre-book, do it as soon as you think you want to go, book it, and then you can always change your mind later.
Absolutely.
I always say that to, you know, it's like if you, they go, well, when do we need to sign up?
Right.
And I said, when you know you want to go, like for the deposit, when you go for, you know, 3 or 4 day kind of thing. So it's like, put a deposit down once you know.
Yep.
Don't hesitate. Don't wait.
All right. That's really key. All right. On that note, actually, we're going to have to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, ladies, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of travel. And then at some point, we are going to talk about some tours that you have coming up, some big tours. Of course, your New York tour is huge, theater tour, and a lot more. And the whales are out there. I don't know if you saw it on the news this morning, but there's tons of whales out there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I'm Francois Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio is Linda Rose and Tina Spencer from ACT Tours in Palm Springs. But right now, I want to tell you about this segment is brought to you in part by Cabot's Pueblo Museum in Desert Hot Springs. You can go to their website, cabotsmuseum.org. And they have either, ladies, have either one of you been to the Cabot?
I have.
I have, too.
And it's really
fascinating.
I love it.
I had one of the best docent-led tours, and I've been everywhere. This woman was incredible.
Yeah, and it really is important that they can make it fun and interesting.
Yes.
And not just drone on about things that we'll never relate to anyway, but give us some insights, some interesting facts. And I go up there and I tell people all the time, you've never been, you have to go, because not only do they have the museum courtyard, the outer buildings, the trading post, and the water gallery, which are free, but then you have the house tour, and that's really what you want to take.
Imagine
how they lived.
No.
It's just fascinating that man took all the recycled materials to build that home.
Yes.
You know, not one door is alike, not one window is alike. It's a fascinating tour, and it's right in our own backyard.
And he built it in what he thought was luxurious for his wife, his future young wife, or that I think it was his second wife, I'm not sure, but she didn't want to live in a shack. Gee, I don't know why, but so he kept adding on to it what he thought was luxurious. So it changes when you get to each floor in each room. So it really is interesting. So go on over there, folks. Cabot's Pueblo Museum is the website, and I have that information on Traveling with Francoise. In fact, next weekend, they are hosting its third and final cultural weekend, which will be, and my mother's just going to be crazy over this one, which is the Kachina Dolls. Hopi Kachina Dolls. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have artists there. One that has been 20 years carving and developing his own style of the Kachina Dolls, and that is happening next weekend, the 22nd through the 24th. So go on over there. There is no charge to go to these cultural events at the Cabot. So it's a great excuse for you to go over there and also see the Desert X project that they have over there. All right, so that's happening at the Cabots. Let's see. Oh, some travel news. So I thought, ladies, we'd talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of travel, and you might have some input on some of this that if it strikes you. Mm-hmm. So U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, China, they are all banning the Boeing 737 MAX 8. All right, here's my opinion on that. I have a feeling, and I don't know, this is just my opinion that pops into my head. Frankly, I don't think I'd want to fly on one right now until I know what's going on.
Me too.
But on the flip side,
agreed.
I have a feeling that maybe and they're already starting to come up with this, they're already finding this, that the pilots in some of these other countries are not quite understanding all the new technology with this jet. And they're saying that the manuals are very hard for some of them to understand.
I heard that, and I heard that yes, exactly what you're saying. I heard that on the news. You're right.
Yeah. I think it makes sense to me because our pilots probably go through a different type of training than pilots in other countries, and perhaps maybe even third world countries, mm-hmm. because it's just what it is. And I am, which is just so tragic. But until they really figure out what the problem is, I think the public needs to know.
I agree as well. And even if there are different standards, like you're saying, in different mm-hmm. parts of the world, I think that a lot of people want that security of knowing that they've worked out the kinks and figured everything out, so that people, you know, feel
comfortable again flying.
Yeah.
How often do either one of you, and with us folks is Tina Spencer and Linda Rose, how often do you get asked what type of jet are we flying in or what airline are we taking?
Not so much the jet. What's the seat configuration?
Oh,
and seat assignments. That is huge. People want their seats.
And do you... Because I know you book, and I don't know, folks, just bear with me, because I don't know all the schematics of behind the scenes. I know you guys are working all the time with your customers and new customers and explaining all this, but when you block seats off for trips, mm-hmm. let's say, who's going to New York soon? Is that you, Tina?
That's me, yes.
Okay, and you have how many people you're going to New York with?
124. But it's not a tour, but everybody gets their own air. They meet at the hotel.
Okay, so you don't have to book flights for everyone.
No. Yeah, and we don't book flights for anyone, really, on any of the tours. It's a group package. We're tour operators, so we sell a package, and that includes air. And then Steve gets the air, and it's all over the plane. People are thinking, like, well, it's a group, so you're just, like, stuck in the middle or over here. You're not. It's just amount of tickets that he'll reserve.
Okay, so now what do you get a customer that calls, and they want to know exactly where they're sitting? What do you do?
We don't know exactly where they're sitting that's the difference that we try to relate to our customers or our clientele, is that we are not agents. We're not travel agents. Mm-hmm. Like Tina just said, we're tour operators. There's a big difference in that. In that if you go to a travel agent, they're going to book everything right there on the spot. You're going to know exactly what seat you have on that plane. You're going to know exactly, you know, mm-hmm. everything is going to be laid out for you. Because we're tour operators and we buy in bulk, we don't have seat assignments. We don't even work with the airlines. And I think that's a misconception when people call, right? Because we're a travel company.
Right.
So, of course, they're thinking that we work with the airlines, and we don't. That's our ground operator's job to get all that together for us. We really have nothing to do with the airlines.
That's interesting. I did not know that. So when we get to the airport, because I will be actually leading the Mount Rushmore tour.
Yes, you are.
Don't say it like that.
No, it's a good group. It's fun. It's and people be are fun. Excited that you're going to be the host and hostess.
And we're going to be filming that for our television show, Artifacts and Arts Across America. Anyway, so when people get to the airport, if they don't like the seats that they have, then they... Can they change them on their own?
When you arrive at the airport, you go up and you'll say, is an aisle seat available? Is a window seat available? Mm-hmm. And you can do that. But people can call prior. But when they do call prior, sometimes they're not getting someone that will help them. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, your agent does it. And then it comes back to us. Sometimes it takes three or four times before someone will call and someone will help them. But I've been here, 14 years, which is... You know, I've never had a problem with people getting seat assignments.
Yeah.
It's a big concern of all of the clients.
Oh, okay.
And don't you agree, Linda?
I do.
I mean, it's...
We're inundated with calls about seat assignments.
Isn't that
something? We don't have anything to do with it, and they get frustrated, and we get frustrated, and we said, just kill them with kindness, you know? And sometimes three or four times... They'll get somebody and they'll call. I said, let me know. Mm-hmm. So they call back and say, you know what? Someone finally helped me and I got the seat I wanted. So I don't worry about it. I like to talk to the person in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than to make a phone call, because who knows if it's going to get
not
put into the system right. or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's me.
Huh.
I try to always relay to, like, for people to have... to not lose sight of the bigger picture, you know? I mean, a plane ride... It's just such a small aspect of your travel experience. So, and I say that too. There's been times when I haven't gotten this, and they think that because I'm the director or because, we're escorting the tour, that we get what we, not always, you know, I traveled with my mom and dad. They went with me to Australia on an ACT tour, and I didn't get the seat I wanted with them on one of the legs. And, if I wouldn't have...
Well, they were probably happy about that.
Yeah, they got a break for me. And I was, too, because I met a fascinating gentleman.
Yeah. Yes.
So, we just, somebody that was from Fiji and got to share things with me that I wouldn't have had that experience had I not sat in that seat. So you just have to...
And you can always
go with the flow a little bit.
Kind of tell too, once you get your seat, if the people next to you, if they put on headphones and turn the screen on in front of you, don't bug them, leave them alone.
Exactly.
And then there's others that just kind of want to chat. And I know on one flight back from, I think it was Nashville, met someone whose family actually, and it was Nashville to Arizona to Phoenix International. And this person was going there, but yet, his dad was the mayor of Palm Springs at one point and all this stuff. And it's such history that he had in Palm Springs. I was blown away. I really was blown away. So you never know who you're going to run into on these trips. And it doesn't hurt to just say hi and chat for a moment or leave me alone and turn the other way and stare out the window is what I usually do. No, if I want to see. All right. Other things going on in the world of travel. Proud Experiences sellout underscores. Let's see. Proud Experiences sellout underscores Luxe interest in LGBT travelers. The new LGBT-focused travel show, Proud Experiences, has sold out in their exhibitor slots. I can speak. Yes, I can. And their 2019 show 3 months ahead of its New York opening.
Wow.
So
that's good news.
Yeah, that is some big news out there. And also, 15 years after Richard Branson launched Virgin Galactic and his ambitious plans for taking tourists into space... They're thinking this is going to happen. Virgin Galactic last month logged its second successful manned flight into space, and the head of the Commercial Space Flight Federation predicted the industry could see the launch of space tourism as early as this summer.
No thanks.
Wow.
I think, isn't he going to be one of the first that's going?
I would hope so.
I mean.
Yeah. Has anybody ever asked you about space travel?
No, more around the world, maybe kind of a cruise or something. But no, we haven't. Oh, boy, we'll probably get one now that you said that. I'll call you right away and let you know.
Let me know. I don't know, but the price is so crazy right
of
now.
Course.
I mean, it's going to be quite a while before the average person can afford to go into space travel. But after a while, I would do it. I don't know if I'd want to be the first one. Yeah, I would do it.
See, price wouldn't be it. It'd be, no, I don't. Price wouldn't be the factor for me.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to.
Well, I would like to see a few others do it first.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be the first one.
I did that with jumping out of a plane. And
did
I
you jump out of a plane?
Yes, I did.
I
watched my daughter a couple times, and I thought, oh, I think I could do this. I about fainted. I have it on video, and it's quite funny because I kind of fell on my face, and my girls laughed at me, but I came down not on my bottom side where I should. I came on my face.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
what did you think? How is that experience?
Well, the
experience,
I'll never do
plane.
It again. I can say that I did it. Yeah. The free fall was great. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. But then when they pulled the cord, it's like you're like a puppet and you're just dangling. And anyway, so I think I'm enough with the open space kind of thing. The plane's okay, but no more open space.
Okay.
Don't want to see the space.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. All right. Abu Dhabi. Who went to... Didn't one of you?
Well, I did. She's on her way to go.
Oh, you're on your way to go. Well, yes. You know, the presidential palace opens up to the public.
When?
Did you hear about that?
It's
open now. It says, commoners would be able to get a glimpse of the luxurious presidential palace compound. The doors of the palace have opened its doors for the public for the very first time.
Well, I am glad you're sharing that with me. I will talk to Steve Canold and see if we can squeeze that into our Dubai.
I would think that should be incredible.
Yes.
All right. Also, Wynn Resorts, they were hit with a $20 million fine, the penalty for failing to investigate sexual misconduct allegations against the founder. And Paris Las Vegas celebrates 20 years with a new light show, and they're going to be colored lights and white strobes that will flash in a choreographed display every 30 minutes from sunset to midnight. So when you're in Vegas, make sure you get that new light show. Just another something to see in Vegas. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about travel, about the trips coming up that you have, and just things that people should not ask you. And they do. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host, joining us in studio today. Instead of Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez, we have the ladies that actually do even more work.
Oh, boy, you got that right.
Yeah.
Tina Spencer, listening, Steve?
Yeah, and Linda Rose. Actually, they are in Rosarita Beach.
They are.
Today, eating lobster.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So,
we can say whatever we want.
It's fun to have you, because you never get to come in.
It's fun to be here.
Yeah, I always see you over at the
travel
club meetings that are always
in
so much
office,
fun.
And
the office, but not here, and dishing the dirt. No, we're talking all about all things going on travel out there, and it's really interesting to hear from you, because you work with so many people all the time, and hear a lot of different things. But before we get to that, I want to say this segment is brought to you in part by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. No-kill animal shelters for dogs and cats, pet adoptions, pet foster care. So take advantage of all things that Animal Samaritans, what they do. They have their veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms, Indio Veterinarian Clinic, and their animal shelters. And I've been to their clinic in Thousand Palms, and it is really something else over there. It's state-of-the-art. So animalsamaritans.org for more information. Also happening next weekend out in Borrego Springs is the Candlewood Arts Festival presented by Under the Sun Foundation. So that will be happening next weekend. And while you're there, you want to stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. You can play some golf, go to the spa, have dinner at Arches, and take advantage of the beautiful skies at night. They are a dark sky designated community out there, one of the handful in the world. So go on out there, and again, the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. And one more thing is whales. I don't know, ladies, if you saw the news this morning, but they talked about all the whales that are migrating back, let's see, back up north. They came down from Alaska to migrate and have babies and do all that in Mexico. Now they're going the other direction. And the sightings out there, they had a pod the other day that had, they said, something like 20 whales in it. They've never seen anything like it, because there's so many feeder fish in the oceans with the warmth. So Dana Wharf Whale Watching right now, folks. Check it out. In fact, we took a busload of
Dana
people.
Dana Point, yes.
To Dana Wharf. They are just going gangbusters, and the sightings are incredible. They post videos every single day. And the whales aren't just swimming. They're, like, flapping their fins and doing all sorts
happy.
Of crazy. Yeah, they are happy. Because they said one of the feeder schools of the anchovies was the size of a football field.
Wow.
Whoa. Can you imagine the whales going through that?
Okay. And that's because the waters are
so waters are warmer and all the changes going on out there. So definitely, if you want to go whale watching, Dana Wharf Whale Watching is the place to call. So we want to thank them for being part of the show as well. All right. question for you. We're going to talk about some trips coming up. What is one of the most, I'm going to say, annoying things that someone traveling on a tour can do? And I'm saying this out of due respect that people don't realize sometimes that they do some real annoying things. And what is it? And we're not going to name anybody in specific who does it, but some things that people have to consider when they are going on a group tour, that it's not just them alone. So give us some tips on how people should probably look at it in maybe a different light.
Well, I don't know about looking a different light. There's always one person. You'll be on the bus. Let's say you have, we're going to be here for an hour. Everybody check your watches. We're going to be back at 11, and there's 40 people. And then there's always that one person that will be late. But that person is late throughout the whole trip, and it gets annoying in that respect. So when they come back, we'll say, how did you miss the time? I didn't hear it. Well, then how come 39 people did and you didn't? So that's frustrating to know that people, it's, you know, you're adults and you should be paying attention. Were you talking when the on the bus? Or so that's annoying.
But, so my next question is, when you have, because you're on a time schedule,
mm-hmm.
the bus is on a time schedule, the destinations, the museums, the restaurants, or wherever you're going, they expect you to be at a certain time. When you drive away and leave a person there,
Steve,
do you do that?
Yeah, Steve did that. Yeah, we were in Hollywood.
We were all together that night.
You, yeah, and they were in Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Holy crud, I'm in the back of the bus, and I went, oh, my gosh, why are you doing this? But, you know, hey, it's your company, and I thought, like, but it worked out fine. They got a cab, and they came, and they sat right as we were pulling into the theater at the Pantages. Here come the girls, and they weren't upset, and they took, you know, responsibility. Right. But Steve says, hey, we're running a show here. We can't. But to me, it's like, oh, I don't like to do that. But and I have. I did it in Alaska once.
Because you can only wait
so
long.
Yes,
if someone's 15 minutes late, how long do you keep waiting? And the people on the, everybody else on the tour that was responsible that are there, they want to go.
And they say the same thing. They're on the bus saying, okay, Tina, come on. It's time. We, you know, we've given them enough time. I'm going.
All right.
I've never had to leave somebody, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy about that. But I haven't been in the industry as long as Steve and Tina have been in. But I do have to say that I'm a stickler when it comes to being prompt when we give times. You know, I'll give some leeway if it's not a timed event, like the tour that Tina was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to be at the Pantages for a show that begins at, there's a curtain call on that, you
right.
know. So we were forced to leave those ladies, you know. If it were a thing where we were heading to Huntington Beach and I could give them an extra 5 minutes and it wasn't a timed, you know, you can work with that. But there are times when you have to, you know, be on to, and it's also not just the fact of whether or not you have tickets or not, but a respect for your fellow travelers, right?
Right.
And that's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much will tell people, you know, you either you're on time or you'll pay for a taxi to meet up with us at the next
stop. Yeah, we have threatened them with that, too. Yeah.
Stop.
Have you ever had people miss their flight?
I have not.
Well, close, but I can't think of any.
Oh, okay. So at least
missing passports.
Missing passports. They didn't bring them?
Yeah, they've had to. Yes. There was a lady. You're right. There was a lady. Yes. That happened. That, yeah,
she missed her flight. She
ended
up
miss her
not
flight.
Going.
Yeah.
Did she catch up with the group, though?
I don't remember.
I know. I'm trying to remember that, too. But, yeah.
I had a guy.
Doesn't happen often,
we went
though.
To China, and this is totally off the subject, but it's kind of interesting. He had a gun in his carry-on, but he had gone to Vegas to a gun show, and mm-hmm. It was an antique gun and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting experience for me. He ended up going with us to China, but... boy, it was just something else. I just thought, what are you thinking? What do you grab a bag and you don't put stuff? So that was an interesting experience. And things, you know, stuff out of the ordinary happens sometimes. So it's not
because as not escorts or hostess or host or whatever you, what do you like to go by?
I like to go by travel director. Actually, when I'm on a tour, though, I call myself the mama hen.
Yes.
I'm the mama hen.
Yeah.
You guys are all my chicks. And that's our job, though, right, is to make sure
it's herding cats is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and we're the ones that have to relay that information to them. Mm-hmm. So But I absolutely love it.
But I know you do. I know both of you do. Lalo and Steve, they love it as well. I mean, you can just tell, and you can tell by talking to your clients when they come back, and I get the pictures and on Facebook, and just
You meet nice people, too. I mean, other clients meet other clients that end up becoming friends throughout the trips that you meet. It's kind of – it's nice. It's a way to – I just didn't realize that many people do group travel, but – when I started, it's a way to go.
So time is always a concern, and people ask you questions. Do you get asked the same questions over and over on a trip? A lot of times do people say, where are we going after this? Or tomorrow? And for what time tomorrow morning? Do they ask you that three or four times sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just had my first documentation meeting that, you know, Steve is usually right there, and he's usually the one that leads them. That ACT is really growing right now, which is a lovely thing. Yeah. So we had an overlap, and so, you know, it's like, all right, this is your baby. You take it. And that was one of the things I expressed to people that are going on this Spain trip with me is that so often people want to know, well, and it might be like our type A personalities that really want to know, like, okay, well, you know, 3 days from now, what time are we going to do this? And, you know, we don't have the answers to that. And I am a director where I would rather personally give you that information the day before, so we're not bombarded with, I mean, they get an itinerary that, you know, is the basics, but... And, you know, I know that just comes from excitement, you know, when are we going to do this and when are we going to do that? But, yeah,
and
day by day is
better. And you're doing the Spain, Tangier, Morocco?
Is that
the trip you're going? And that leaves actually March 24th.
Next Sunday. We're a week away.
And
you're
going to be
so
gone
exciting.
How many days?
Ten days, yes.
And have you been to any of these places?
I have not.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
So when people go, because a lot we talk about this a lot on the show with Steve and Lalo, when you go on these trips, like to Spain, and you have the New York Theater Tour coming up in April, and Tina, I think you're taking that tour.
I am.
Did you take it? Yes. You're a veteran in that tour. You have Splendors of
Ancient
Egypt.
Well, I think it's my fourth time, yes.
Easter Island. When you get there, it's not all on your shoulders. Linda, when you get to Spain, you have people there at each spot. Now, do you have someone that stays with you the entire trip?
You
do. From Spain.
You do.
Oh, you
have
a
national guide that will meet you, and they're the ones in charge of that because, you know, like here, this is our home, right? So this is our backyard. But when we're over in Spain, you know, that's their home. That's their backyard. They have the knowledge of all these places that you're going to visit. So that's why I always say I relate to myself as the mama hen. I'm the one that just makes sure that everybody is where they need to be, and then you're there to help that national guide. So not only do you get national guides, but then you often get city guides as well. So like the Spain trip, we'll be starting in Costa del Sol, we'll be going over to the cultural capital of Barcelona, and then on to the political capital of Madrid, and we'll have, you know, guides that are in those cities as well that will assist in our tours.
So you know then, I mean, it's guaranteed that everybody that goes on these trips, they're not going to be, and I say this with all due respect, listening to you guys through the whole thing.
No,
they're going to be listening to the experts, the people that are experienced in the destination.
No, we work with them.
We'll work
with them and ask them questions. You know, Linda does the same. You're on the bus and, okay, so what's going to come up next? Because I want to know, so in case someone comes to me, you know, to ask that question. But if I don't know anything, then I'll tell them. Go directly to, you know, the guide. He's the one that's in control pretty much. We're there to, like Linda said, we're the mama hens.
All right. We have to take a break.
To help. Yeah.
One last break. Alex, take us out. We'll be right back, folks. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some trips coming up. And who knows what we'll talk about. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Joining us in studio is Tina Spencer and Linda Rose from ACT Tours, Adult Customized Tours. now, ladies, there's not too much gossip. I thought you'd have a lot of gossip. No.
Well, nothing that we can share.
But actually, we've learned a lot about things when you're going on a tour, folks. Remember, time is really important. And respect the people that you're with. That's really what it all, in all instances, especially, and I would think, too, when you're going to restaurants, comments and whatnot. Obviously, there's some people that are not going to like. And frankly, I'm going to say, if there's some of you out there that don't like anything, and it's just for some reason that is the way you are. But remember, you are with other people. So don't mm-hmm. make your entire group uncomfortable because of a situation for yourself there. So, I mean, you just see it all the time. There just seems to be one or two. And you just wonder, what can I do to make them happy? And you really can't, because that's just the mm-hmm. way they are mentally.
Well, I was just going to say that some people sign up for trips, and then they ask, well, what's going to happen? And I thought, like, well, why did you sign up for this trip? Do you not know what's going on?
Yeah.
Why are you asking these questions? That's interesting. You signed up for it. Now you want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of.
And then you say, we won't even know everything until we get there. We have the basics down, and we have you covered. Don't worry about it. But things change, and we talk about that at every Travel Club of the Desert meeting, which is on the first Wednesday of the month. You
Correct.
Guys have them. They're free events. You go over there. You learn all about what's happening with ACT trips coming up. You have great guests and speakers who talk about their experiences and what they do, and it really is a lot of fun. But it's Steve says this every single meeting, that things change when you travel, whether you're mm-hmm. traveling solo, you're with a group, there's two of you, things just change, circumstances change, and you have to just go with the flow.
Yeah, it's inevitable that things will. But
airlines.
Like I said, there's times when those changes happen that ends up lending itself to experiences that you wouldn't have had. So it can be a good thing, too.
It can be a good thing.
So just be open to that. And, yeah, you just never know, with travel. You don't.
And we just had a circumstance just now with talking about the palace opening up.
Yeah.
And Linda, you're taking a group.
Yes.
And to Dubai. And you think, well, now, great. Now you're going to see if you can actually work that into the travel plan.
Are.
So
yes.
I love
As a
that.
Matter of fact, yeah, go with the flow. Now that you said that, we always offer optional tours with our international travel.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tours that was offered was the Alhambra Palace over in Spain. And we couldn't get enough tickets for that. So, you know, change of plans. Now we've got a full day in Seville.
Oh.
And, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah, just go with the flow, and generally it turns out all right. So.
It does. And just, go just to have a good time, folks, really.
That's
Don't
right.
make it into a science project. All right, you have a lot of day trips coming up. You have these great international tours. Of course, your New York Theater tour happens on April 22nd through the 28th, 1995. Is that sold out?
No, I think we could squeeze a few more in there.
Yeah,
even
how many going now?
124.
Oh, whoa, boy.
I think they could do two or three more.
All right,
so
if you want to do that, I think the easiest thing, and I say this all the time too, is go to the website, act-tours.com. Just see what you have on the website. Then call the office and talk to Tina or Linda here, and maybe once in a while you might get Steve. And then just talk about what you have, what interests people. Now, day trips are really huge. People are loving day trips. And you have three day trips coming up. You have Carlsbad, Flower Fields in mm-hmm. March. You also have, let's see, this is Yucca Valley. Oh, you're going up to Casa del Monte
mm-hmm.
for
that's
so,
I
Mother's
believe
Day.
That's,
yeah, Mother's
that's sold
Day.
Out.
Mother's
okay.
Day.
Yeah.
No,
not the High Desert.
Oh, not the High Desert.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a couple of events that happen up in Casa del Monte.
Yeah.
So, Mother's Day, we still have some availability, but I think we're running low on that as well.
All right. And so
give us a call.
And then after you have lunch, I think it looks like, or champagne lunch at Casa del Monte, then you go over to the High Desert Cultural Theater, if I'm
mm-hmm.
right there.
Yes, and we had the speaker of the High Desert Cultural Theater at our travel club meeting last month.
Yes.
So get to those meetings, Best Western Hotel, 1 to 3, first Wednesday of the month.
And they're free and they're fun, too. And you meet so many. You know what has always impressed me so much when I go to an ACT meeting, besides Steve's wit, because he is hilarious,
yes,
is the travelers that you have. I mean, these aren't people, and you do have some now that have aged that go for the camaraderie and just mm-hmm. to be part of the travel world. But you have in your midst of clientele travelers, these people travel the world all the time.
Repeat
customers. That's what I think ACT is about. People go on trips and they talk, and they like downstairs with the barber that went on this Rosarito Beach And he told his friend, and they came upstairs to check out, you know, we heard good things about you. So so a word of mouth is a lot of it. And repeat customers, because the prices are so great.
And yeah, your prices are excellent. And that really has to do large in part because Steve has been in the business for 40-some years. He knows the business. He has connections. And I hear it all the time. I can't believe the price of what you're offering. And you're staying at great places, five-star hotels and whatnot. And it's just because he knows the business well. I mean, it's really what it comes down to. He knows the business.
Knows what to sell.
Right? Yeah, he knows what how to sell it and put these packages together that people are going to have a good time. But again, that these your clients, and some of them just travel within the United States. You have your world travelers, but these people are very adventurous of all ages, and it really is. I think last time I was there was somebody that was 89 or something. I don't know. They just got back from.
Oh, yeah. We had a few of our guests that were in their 80s, and they took the the Israel tour with Steve.
Yes.
And they were offered to go and float in the Dead Sea. And, you know, here they were traveling with all these younger people.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to go, and it was our 80-something-year-olds that went in and floated. You know, these women, though, I'll tell you what, I want to be just like them when I grow up, because I took a couple of them with me to China. And their energy is just, you know.
But they were cracking us up at the meeting because they were saying, you should have gone. It was so hard to get. You're in there and you're floating and you're like a turtle. You couldn't, you know. And we just, the way her animated and she's all like this. And we're just laughing because it's like, you just couldn't turn over. We just needed help, you know. I think, didn't they have to get somebody to pull them out?
And they had an experience that they will never forget that they can share with everybody. And really, all these travel is it's all about experiencing things when you're there. And do you find that most of the customers are open to experience and trying new things when you get there, that they're eager to see something that they've never seen, and not just always the places that it's in the guide? You know, everybody needs to see the Eiffel Tower or whatever. But
I think it's a mixed bag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you said, we all, you know, we all have different personalities. There's, you know, different things that make people tick, right? So, yes, I do think that the majority of the clientele that come, would you agree with that, are open to new experiences. That's what makes them travelers, I think, right?
They are, and there's some that are friendlier than others, would like to meet somebody, and they, you know, they'll have, you know, couples or whatnot and stuff. But yeah, it's a you know, with a group travel, you start out kind of, you know, obviously nobody knows everybody, but then it starts knowing, and then you're like a family. And people start helping it. You see
That's
the
so
men
true.
Helping other women, husband, or whatever, you know, if they happen to be alone, you know, they'll help them on the bus and do extra things for them. Irv, you know, Irv.
Yes. He's
hi,
yes,
Irv.
He came on the show and actually made a book of his experience.
I went to Africa with him. Yeah. And he was that way, you know, and Jamie is, you know, his friend, good friend. And anyway, long story short, he was one that was very helpful with all the other, you know, getting on and off the boats and things like that. So you just get, you know, it's a neat feeling to know that. And people make longtime friends, too. Oh. They'll meet afterwards.
And they
afterwards.
Plan trips.
And travel
companions.
They plan
together. More trips together.
Absolutely.
They say, are you going? Let's go.
Hearts and the fries. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ladies, it's it.
Oh,
stop. Can you believe it? Yes.
Already?
Already. I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. Great. And to have you come back.
Thanks
we'll
for
Steve
having us.
Tell Steve next time he has to switch on and off. He and Lala between. So, Linda, you have both of you have great trips coming up. There's a meeting in April. First Wednesday of the month.
That's April 3rd
travel
is our next travel club.
Travel
correct?
Club. I'll be there. So everybody,
okay,
make sure you come on over. New members, always welcome. They welcome everybody. Okay, that's it. Next week, what are we doing next week? I have John Epps from the Rapp Foundation, and we have day tripper Kim Richards, who will be joining us. All right, so stick around. Have a great one, everyone. Actually, have a great weekend. Remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.